OMG. Why am I trying so hard to prove myself to Wyatt? We're never going to date again. What is wrong with me? I literally almost broke the nose of America's favorite actress.
Okay, I'm sure it's not that bad.
She went face first into the meringue pie.
It's fine. Just go back to your room and chill out.
You mean Wyatt's room? Why is this happening to me?
She ended up calling me from the Pamplemousse room, a library the color of grapefruit covered in floor-to-ceiling bookshelves.
Jane, I can't stay here. Everyone thinks I'm a terrible person.
Look, it was all over socials, but it got taken down almost immediately. Publicists are truly gods.
How am I ever going to recover from this? No one's going to want to work with me.
Excusez-moi, mademoiselle. Vogue is preparing to set up a shoot here with the grooms. Perhaps you would be more comfortable in your room.
I would definitely not be more comfortable in my room.
Is there a problem with the room?
No, but maybe I can take a few behind-the-scenes shots for Vogue.
Mademoiselle, s'il vous plaît.
Once Sabine was kicked out of every available public space, she headed back to her room until she heard Wyatt having a very interesting phone call when she was just about to put her swipe card through the door.
If I do that, I'm giving up everything else. I don't know, ma'am. It's a huge risk. I mean, look, I'd love to and all, but yeah, Lou texted me.
Hearing that HLM and Wyatt were texting each other was enough for Sabine.
Sabine!
I was just getting back.
Did you get lost leaving the event? I mean, it's almost midnight. I was worried.
No, I just needed to borrow a book from the library. I didn't find it. They're all in French.
Right. Well, I'm going to hit the sack. You know, big day tomorrow and all.
Right. Nice boxers.
Oh, thanks. They're for you.
Funny.
No, I'm serious. I don't wear anything when I sleep. Don't you remember?
Right. Okay, well, I'll just go get changed.
If I were Sabine and I was looking at Wyatt Wolf in his boxers, I would have walked across that room, gotten over everything that had happened between them, let bygones be bygones, and spent the rest of the night faire l'amour à lui, which, as far as I can tell from Google Translate, means hooking up. But she didn't. Instead, so far as her texts with Layla say, pretty soon they're both just lying there. Wyatt in the bed, Sabine on the couch, all chased in the dark, pretending to be asleep.
So, you wear sweatpants now, huh?
I get cold when I sleep alone.
And I see you're still a two glasses of water by the bed type of girl.
You never know when you're gonna need a drink. Sabine Bean 352. Sleep late and hydrate. Ugh. Sorry. Sometimes I forget to turn myself off.
Sabine beans are cute.
You think?
That suits you. I mean, people love them.
I drink a full glass when I wake up for my skin. Giselle, she drinks too.
Oh, I did a shoot with her a few years back. She's nice.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, so you have been paying attention.
Well, I thought you were going to go back to Idaho. And, I don't know, have a tractor or something.
I wasn't going to do that ever.
And now you're a big deal. Probably wouldn't have predicted that in college.
I still think about college. You broke my heart. Lead me on.
I wasn't leading you on.
You were, Elliot. Dating a guy without a big trust fund and a family name? I mean, yeah, that was leading me on.
Back then, I didn't actually think about those things, believe it or not.
Now? Now what do you think about when it comes to love?
Well, I haven't dated anyone in nearly a decade.
I see you with people on socials.
So you have been paying attention.
Why haven't you dated anyone?
Maybe I don't trust my heart.
Good night, Sabine.
Good night, Wyatt.
I spent the entire next day before the bachelorette party coordinating a fruit basket, flowers, and chocolates from the finest French chocolateries to be delivered to HLM's room. Meanwhile, Sabine went around taking atmosphere shots and videos for the wedding, interviewing more A-minus and B-list celebs for Moët. She got an amazing shot of Nicholas Hoult and his wife kissing by the pool, which she sent me to post, while she got ready for some pre-bachelorette and stag party dinner. And then I start getting the footage of the dinner. Sabine was wearing a backless silver Valentino silk dress that basically should be illegal because of how good she looks in it. She had to go through, like, this series of French doors, down all these ancient marble steps, into this room that's totally black, except for these tiny little lights scattered everywhere. It was like being out in the night sky. And then Sabine lucked out. Almost the second she arrived, she was accosted by HLM.
I can't believe you sent all those things to my room. You're just as nice IRL as you are online.
Champagne?
I'm dry tonight, unless you have shots of Ozempic on that tray. Sigh, right? Counting calories again. Shooting starts next week. Barely any food because I'm supposed to play a 21-year-old debutante in a movie about the antebellum South. It tells an extremely important story about race in America. They say it's an Oscar contender.
Wow, congrats. Has the prep been hard, you know, dropping your accent?
Oh, they got me a voice coach. She says I'm progressing. Y'all need to sweep up this mess. That's my first line.
Wow.
Girl, the accent is trash. But Dave said the worst case scenario is they use AI and dub over me. Apparently when Harville did his last role and he had to talk in an Uzbekistani accent, which, I mean, come on, he's hot, but the man could not find Uzbekistan on a map. They just got someone to dub his lines. No one even noticed. He was nominated for a SAG for that. That might be because of that scene where he isn't wearing a shirt and is standing on the back of an albino stallion, though. Hollywood.
Right. Hollywood. I mean, I dream of being on shoots like that.
You'll get there.
Not after what I did to Paul and to you.
Oh, we're fine. You're going to the bachelorette party after this, right? You could hang out with Dave and I. I can smooth the waters.
Wait, really? Thank you so much.
Of course. But in exchange, do you think we could get Wyatt to come as well?
Wyatt?
He's just so hot. I mean, he's the ideal man. Not pretentious, so successful. Humble beginnings, but worked his way up. You know, pulled himself up by his bootstraps. And he's kind, and even a little bit funny. He's charismatic, but not too charismatic. I love his laugh and his eyes. Twinkle, twinkle.
Well,
I mean, I'm at the point in my career where I never meet men like that. Humble men never ask me out. They all think I'm so fancy and that I must only date celebrities. I never imagined this kind of fame would happen to me. It's hard to be this conspicuous and also want to find your person, you know? I'm basically Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I completely understand.
Anyway, when I met Wyatt, I felt like my whole body woke up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Then you know that I must spend more time with him. Can you please get him to come to the bachelorette party? Please, please, please.
Hey, Wyatt, what are you doing later tonight?
Elliot, why? Do you need the room or something? I saw the way you were looking at that guy.
That was the waiter. I just wondered if you were going to go to the bachelorette.
What? I can't hear you. Here, follow me.
And then, without waiting, Wyatt just grabs her hand. I know this because Sabine and Layla texted about it for hours to discuss what it meant. Obviously, they never came to a consensus. Anyway, Wyatt just pulls Sabine along the dance floor, past the DJ, out of the party, and into this small hallway.
So what's up?
Are you going to go to the bachelorette?
Nah. Stag party. Harville's hired the best go-go dancers.
Do you think you might stop by after?
Do you want me to be there?
I just think you might think it's fun. There will be a lot of women there.
A lot of women will be there.
HLM will be there. You two really seem to hit it off.
What's going on? What are you scheming about?
It's not a scheme.
What's up?
I just thought you'd like to swing by, you know, hang out with some ladies, go dancing, see male strippers.
Do you want me to be there, Elliot?
No, not for me. Absolutely not. I know you would not want to do that. And I wouldn't ask you to do that.
I mean, we used to be known for our dancing, though.
We used to be known for a lot of things.
We played a mean game of beer pong.
Remember when we won the ugly Christmas sweater contest?
I remember you tearing off the sweater as soon as we won.
Oh, it was polyester from the dress barn. I had to bedazzle it with a glue gun.
Oh, yeah, that's why we won. No one had ever seen you wear something not worth the rent as someone's apartment, right?
And yet I wore the entirely wrong thing to the pool yesterday.
Ah, you still look beautiful. Just, not very, Hollywood.
No kidding. Who would have thought you'd be the one to nail event-appropriate dressing?
Well, the ugly sweaters were also my idea. I mean, remember when I showed them to you and you asked me if it was life or death importance that you wore one? Yeah. You loved me then.
We'd been dating for 3 months. Of course I loved you. You were the most handsome man on campus. And the only person with real character. Puppy love, am I right?
Right. Puppy love. Anyway, you want me to go to that party?
Oh, no. Not me. HLM. She's so great, right? She's an icon. We'd really like it if you went.
I mean, that doesn't bother you? Me and her? Just, you know.
Flirting? No, of course not. I mean, I don't. I want to be friends with her. Follow in her footsteps. All that. I want you both to be happy.
You want me to be happy?
Ugh, I want to spend time with Dave.
Then I can introduce you to Dave right now.
But HLM asked me if you were coming. And she'll say nice things about me to him, and she loves Sabine Beans.
Oh. Fine. But you owe me.
3 hours later, Sabine is at the bachelorette party with HLM. But neither Dave nor Wyatt have arrived. But what does Sabine care? She's hanging out on the VIP couches overlooking the dance floor with HLM, who lets Sabine take her pic with a glass of Moët and post to socials, which Moët is flipping out over.
Did I tell you that the clip of you twirling me into the dessert table is officially blowing up the internet?
I'm so sorry about that. I thought they took it down.
Are you kidding? That social content is gold. I'm gonna have like 6 million hits off of it by the end of the day. My fans love it. I mean, Jennifer Lawrence basically made her career off of being clumsy. It helps me look relatable. Win-win.
Am I gonna get slaughtered in the media?
Of course not. We just said an unnamed party guest, which made it so much more fun. Everyone is trying to figure out who it was. But Sabine Bean 118, don't blame, never shame. I absolutely would not throw you under the bus like that.
Thank you. I owe you.
It's nothing, really. But anyway, tell me more about Wyatt before he gets here.
I don't really know. We haven't talked in ages.
But you, like, know him, right? Come on, as girlfriends, tell me.
I knew him practically forever ago.
You don't mind that I'm into him, right? Because if you do, I would totally drop this whole thing right now.
What? No, Wyatt is...
What? Tell me.
Well, I don't like to gossip.
I know. That's a Sabine Bean. But we're practically besties.
As far as I can tell, he's dated a little, but never anything serious. But, I mean, his career's really taken off, right? He's probably searching for something real. Like, remember when Chris Evans started posting about wanting a wife?
Wait, you think Wyatt's marriage ready? I want to have babies like yesterday, and every guy in Hollywood is waiting until he's at least 45. So, Wyatt wants to settle down.
Maybe?
I owe you. This is the absolute best intel. Remind me that I need to do something to help you. I could introduce you to Dave. Oh my god. Wyatt just arrived. Well done. I can't believe you got him to show up. He's like one of Harville's best friends.
He's heading this way.
Hey, Elliot.
Thanks for coming. At last.
Well, if it's important to you, you know.
So, I heard you are very much on the market, Wyatt.
What?
Also, the Laconia project was incredible, and I loved the ASP. I honestly thought they were the photography projects of the century. You really do have to start directing films.
And I'm thinking about it.
You are?
Sabine, if you'll excuse us, Mr. Wolf, would you like to dance?
Well, I certainly can't turn down the groom's star client.
I owe you, Sabine. Kiss, kiss.
Well, maybe you can still help with...
Au revoir.
Okay. I set up Wyatt with HLM.
What? No. Get out. Abort.
I had to. This is the only way I can get close to Dave.
This is the modern day version of sleeping your way to the top.
Sort of. I just want a break. I'm tired of posting daily Sabine beans. I'm running out of words that rhyme.
Babe, you don't have to set anyone up with Wyatt to get your break. It's going to happen.
But I'm getting older.
You're 26.
Ancient in Hollywood.
Maybe you could be like Jane Fonda. You know, have a late in life break.
She didn't start late in life.
Oh.
What if I never make it?
Sabine?
Dave! I'm so sorry about earlier.
Oh, don't be. Lou said you wanted to talk. You're looking to get off the small screen?
I'd love to get into acting.
What kind? Oh, my God.
What?
If Lou dances any harder on Wyatt, she'll get pregnant.
Oh.
Ugh, I've got to go rein that in. Part of her sex appeal is the fact that she isn't... Ugh. Doesn't matter if it's your wedding or not. Apparently, you're still managing the talent. Lou, darling!
Dave is playing manager, and I'm currently watching HLM drag her tongue up and down Wyatt's chest.
OMG, what?
I'm going to bed. I can't keep watching this. It's a waste of time.
Sabine left the club for her hotel room. Obviously, she sends off an adorable get unready video for me to edit, and then she stays up emailing me about the most unimportant things, like her upcoming trip to tour the new Supreme store and her Halloween happiness campaign with Spirit and what she wants to wear on December 7th. Who cares about December 7th? I know that she's really waiting for Wyatt to come back.
Still no Wyatt?
It's 2 a.m.
And then an hour later.
Nothing?
No. I cannot believe I helped orchestrate a hookup for Wyatt. I feel sick.
It's Europe. They're probably still dancing. Besides, he's not going home with HLM, right? The ticking biological clock.
That's mean. I kind of like her.
But when Sabine finally fell asleep at 3:30 a.m., Wyatt was still nowhere to be seen.